Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome back to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm Josh and I'm joined by my co-host Tobias. We are here about 2 weeks since our last episode of the podcast. The Knicks did nothing at the NBA trade deadline. If you can remember, Toby, that was 2 weeks ago now. It felt like eternity. It felt like a month ago or more, but we said, oh, we'll be back if the Knicks do anything at the trade deadline. Well, we decided to just wait a few weeks. Wait past All-Star weekend and come back with our thoughts. Try to recuperate from this Knicks team that's just giving heart attacks every night, leading to depression stages. And they do nothing at the deadline. They come out, they drop more games, win a game against the Warriors that they have no point of winning, no reason to do so. Then they lose to the Trailblazers, they lose to the Thunder, and they lose a heartbreaker. The worst loss of the season to our freaking crosstown rivals, the Brooklyn Nets. I swear those games matching up one by one by one were the worst games of the season. Started out with the Trailblazers. We were winning going into the fourth quarter. Then we were winning against the Thunder, went into overtime, lost to them in overtime. Then it goes to a 28-point comeback. The Knicks lose that one. Luckily, we were able to sit back, enjoy All-Star weekend by ourselves. Toby,
how are you? And I want to say about the Nets game, they didn't even have Harden. They didn't have KD. They didn't have Kyrie. They had a bunch of nobodies, okay?
League players plus Blake Griffin, Patty Mills, and Cam Thomas.
And Seth Curry. But anyways, so the mood has just been steadily declining for the past couple weeks, and this is one of the reasons I think that we haven't recorded an episode is because we suck so bad that it's just been like, do we really want to just talk bad about the Knicks for 25 minutes? I mean, like, you know, sometimes it can be fun, but like when it's just like so much bad
it's hard
news.
To sit down and record. It really is. Like, it's hard to talk about this team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. So, again, I'll go back over it. The Warriors, Julius Randle, who has been playing really well as of late. We have to say he's been going back to his points totals from before his decline. Right, he had 28 against the Warriors. That's a good game. And he was probably one of the main catalysts, one of the good reasons we won that. And that was a good win for us. I'm pretty sure Klay Thompson missed the go-ahead or the game-winning shot. Or then no, the game-tying shot, my bad.
The game-tying shot to bring it into overtime. We could talk about that a little bit. I mean,
yeah, he missed that.
And wide open. Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever the defender was, I don't remember who it was specifically, but hit them with a nice little fake shot, had a wide open shot, whiffed
on it. And then
he
bricked it. Mm-hmm.
But what was crazy was the Warriors shouldn't even have gotten to that point if the Knicks made their free throws, which they didn't. Mm. I mean, I
nothing new. Nothing new. Yeah, we shot 70% from the free throw. So that's not really good. We shot under 40% from three. Yeah, not really good. They shot even worse from three, which is kind of weird considering it is the Splash Bros. But now let's talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the terrifying. We talked about the good. We'll talk about the bad now. Knicks, Trailblazers, we had a 15-point lead after three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter, we outscored 35-11. 11 points in 12 minutes. Yeah, that one hurt.
Again, remember, we're not playing against really great teams here.
It's the Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers. Damian Lillard didn't even play in this game.
Yeah. I don't think, wait, McCollum didn't even play in this game. Like, they didn't have anybody.
No, well, McCollum's gone.
Traded. Yeah, I know, obviously, but he wasn't in this game. Yeah, they didn't have anybody. Nurkic decided to get 20 boards on us. We let Anfernee Simmons drop 30, and that's what happens when you let those type of people do that type of stuff.
What are we even talking about anymore? Josh Hart's dropping 23. Anfernee Simmons dropping 30 in 37 minutes.
And some notable performers for that game for us. Julius Randle, another 28. See, I mean, he has had a good stretch of games despite our poor performance. Yeah. Grimes had a pretty good game with 20, and Kemba had a good first half with 23 and then fell off a cliff in the second when we let up that big comeback. Okay, and then, wow, look at this. Another comeback.
Yeah. Well, this game, I want to say, though, the Knicks and the Thunder were going back and forth the whole game.
Yeah.
This wasn't more of a comeback. This was just another heartbreaking loss to a bunch of players that are just young players. We have Darius Bazley going off for 23. What were you saying?
Trey Mann for 30.
And
Josh Giddey for 28. Yeah. Like, what?
Man, Josh Giddey, by the way, posts more TikToks than he plays NBA minutes. And the man is outscoring the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the Knicks, in fact. Well, everybody but Randle. Randle had 30, 13, and 10, so he had a really, really good performance, we have to say.
45 minutes in this game because of the overtime.
Mm-hmm. Fournier had 29, so also good performance from him. But obviously the team effort just wasn't really good enough at all, and we fell short. I mean, 66% from the free throws, that's definitely not going to help you. 38% from the three, again. I mean, 30% from three, again, not really going to help you. Like, yeah. And now we talked about the ugly. We talked about the bad. We're talking about the untalkable. You can't even talk about it. Okay, it's just the Nets game. Let's just leave it at that. I guess we have to talk about it because we're forced to on this podcast. But I'll let my partner handle this one.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Send it to me. Thanks. Love to handle the pain.
I did the other three. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nets win 111-106, and you talk about outscoring because that's what happened, right? When we played the Portland Trailblazers. Well, here's outscoring on a platter. Here's outscoring on the cake, right? The cherry on top. Fourth quarter, Nets outscore the Knicks 38-19. A 28-point comeback. 38 points for the Nets in the fourth quarter. And like you said, Toby, not with KD, Kyrie, James Harden is gone. Nope. We got Cam Thomas dropping 21, respectively, right? He's a good rookie. I got nothing to him. LaMarcus Aldridge, the guy who's going to retire soon, 18 points. Seth Curry, they just traded for him. Well, he fits right in, gets 20 points. Andre Drummond getting a few points. Unbelievable. How do you choke this much? I don't understand it. Here's a little thing from an article from Posting and Toasting, the Knicks news site I wanted to read. And this leads us to a bigger conversation because after this game, I'm fine with anyone getting talked about. I'm fine with the Randle talks getting traded, the what is going on with this player or that player or even the Thibodeau train of getting him out of here because...
And we've said we've been at rock bottom before, but that was rock bottom, okay? I don't think we can go any further down than that. I think you might agree with me. We've said we've hit rock bottom before, but that was rock bottom.
Yeah, like I said, after that game, I'm fine with saying anyone is ready to go. But let me read this real quick. So the Knicks headed into the fourth quarter up 87-73. This time, Thibodeau sent out Alec Burks, Quickley, Reddish, Toppin, and Robinson. And wouldn't you know, The assortment played with pace and moved the ball well. Then at 7:54, Randall re-entered the game. 3 minutes later, the score was tied. It wasn't all Randall's fault. Redis chucked an ugly three attempt. Burks missed a bunny. Fournier forgot how to handle a basketball. And Cam Thomas flexed massively for the Nets. But once again, Julius became a fourth quarter black hole of offensive inefficiency. The ball goes in. The offense disappears. When Steve Nash called the timeout at 3:24, the score was knotted at 99. That's Thibodeau's decisions to bring in this player, to bring out this player, to give player this many minutes in a game, to trust Randall so much with the ball. We know how much he loves Randall. Randall's
and I understand that you're on the Thibodeau train to get him out of here, but who else? Okay. And I understand. Randall has had really good games. You want to put your best player into the game late in the game, do you not? RJ isn't there, so you can't put RJ in.
I agree.
Who else are you going to put
in? I agree.
So how are you putting this on Thibodeau?
I'm not directly putting it on Thibodeau. I just think...
Sounds like you are.
What?
Sounds like you are.
Here's the deal. I think that it would be better, in my opinion, to get a young guy in this Knicks system, an assistant coach somewhere else, or even in the Knicks, with the New York Knicks. I don't know their coaching staff well, so I don't want to speak on that. But you get a young guy who understands players' minutes, strengths and weaknesses, and doesn't just favor players over other guys because they like their tenacity
or their
defense.
But Thibodeau plays the better players, okay? What do you mean? Like, who is he going to play over Randall? Who is better than Randall?
He plays the players when the Knicks are up who suck at defense. That's who he's playing. Why would you want to put in the players that are worse at defense than the players who are better at defense late in games?
Because you don't want to hold. You don't want to hold the lead. You want to push and get more points, not just sit on the lead. That's not going to help you win games.
Listen. What I think right now, because remember this team made the playoffs last season, doesn't look like they're going to go anywhere.
And Thibodeau won coach of the year, okay? And you're already calling for his head. You know how many bad coaches we've had before Thibodeau, okay? This is one of the best coaches we've had in a long time, and you want him out after one bad season?
I know, Toby, but where is this team going now? We just traded for a guy, right? We just traded for a guy. We're not even using him.
He has been getting some minutes, okay? I mean, he has been getting more minutes. He needs to impress and practice. If he's not good enough to play, he's not good enough to play. That's just how it is. And if you see, there is a severe disconnect between the front office, between Leon Rose and Thibodeau. Thibodeau has said, it's believed that Thibodeau did not want this trade to happen, did not want Kim on the Knicks.
Yeah.
And if that happens, if Thibodeau doesn't want Cam on the Knicks, then why are you going to trade for Cam if your coach doesn't want him? Like, you got to be better connected there.
I think one guy we know we've been missing throughout this time is RJ Barrett, who got injured.
It's RJ Barrett.
Wait, yeah. How did he get injured, Toby?
Yeah, listen to me.
Before you do that, I'm not even just going to argue with you. I'll do it, or you let the listeners know, though, like, so we remember, right? Because not everyone remembers this. How did he get injured, though? Because, like, we got to give some context.
He was in late at the game when we had a bigger lead, okay? And probably shouldn't have been in, but...
That's okay. Again, you give a reasonable explanation here, then you can go, please.
All right, you give the explanation.
You
give the explanation.
Yes. What happened, RJ Barrett had a sprained ankle, and he got put back in the game in garbage time with 2 minutes left, which might have worsened the injury, and now RJ Barrett is injured right now. Now
Thibodeau wouldn't have put it in if he knew the sprained ankle. RJ must have said something. He was like, oh, I'm fine to go, coach, okay? Let's be real here.
And then as the coach, you say, hey, listen, buddy, I'm your coach. I'm older than you. You're in your 20s. I've done this shit for a long time. Excuse my language.
Okay.
And you need to sit your ass down because I'm not risking you to get re-injured. No, he puts him in. Now he's on our IR.
Oh, but then what happens? What happens if, say, he didn't put him in, and then we blow a big lead like we did against the Nets? Now
we're Toby was already blown. We were down. The Knicks were down, Toby. They were down by like 5 or 10 points. I don't remember the exact thing, but I'm saying they put him in garbage time. He put him in garbage time for no reason.
Yeah, but garbage time can change stuff. Like.
I mean, I
kind of understand where you're coming from, but like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't think it's a good idea to get rid of Tibbs, who just gave us the 4 seed last year and won Coach of the Year. I just don't think that's reasonable or smart at all.
Here's just what I think. Just let me go and then whatever. The Knicks, I think, need a bright coach. They need a young coach. And yes, this might be sounding like, oh yeah, this is when we hired David Fizdale. I get that. And David Fizdale sucked. I understand that. But he needs to understand the idea of building a winning team, a winning culture in the building. Because
we had a winning culture last year.
We had one. Well, we don't have one right now.
Okay. And you need to give him a year to figure it out. Like, holy. Like, one bad year and you just jump on the bandwagon of just kicking him out. Like, how does that make sense?
Do you think the front office right now for the Knicks is giving freedom to Tom Thibodeau to coach not just like for today, but for the future? Because I don't think so.
I sure hope so. I sure hope they do. Because that's what they should do.
That's the thing. I don't think so. I think that right now.
But then that's not Tibbs' fault then. Then that's the front
office. I know, but. Okay. Toby.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Thibodeau has something to blame for how bad the Knicks have done. Because this is basically the same roster. Unless you really think Reggie Bullock helped us go to the first round of the NBA playoffs, this is a very similar roster. Plus Cam Reddish. There's been injuries. But Randall's been down. But Thibodeau has somewhat led to the Knicks' poor performances.
Okay, but who is in charge of the roster? And it's not Thibodeau.
Leon Rose in the front office.
Mm-hmm. And Thibodeau did not want Fournier, okay? Fournier does not fit Thibodeau's system. Bullock does. Bullock is a good defender and a decent shooter. Fournier is a great shooter, but a terrible defender, and that does not fit Thibodeau's system. Like, I don't understand why we overpaid for Fournier, and then we didn't sign Bullock. Like, I would have rather signed Bullock because he fits Thibodeau's system, and he would have helped us out instead of, and keep the same roster as last year, mm-hmm. and then gone into this year the same way, instead of signing Fournier or Kemba, who doesn't fit his scheme at all. Like, Kemba is nowhere near Thibodeau's scheme. Like, that's just bad signing, not bad coaching.
Do you want to go to the All-Star game? Because honestly, I can't anymore.
Yeah, let's go to the All-Star game.
All right. So, for everyone listening, we hope you enjoyed All-Star weekend, a break from the action with the Knicks. If you're so excited.
A break from the depression with the Knicks.
If you're so excited and hyped up for them to return, which we aren't, but we have the Knicks podcast, so we have to be, I guess, somewhat. The Knicks are going to return against the Heat on Friday, so look forward to that. We're going to talk about this All-Star weekend first, just for a little bit, a few things that were of note. The first one going in order of the weekend events, there was the celebrity basketball game. I don't know if you watched it, Toby. I just one player that comes to mind from Cleveland, funny enough. Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, the rapper turned dissing Eminem. You cannot do
that. That was like the wrong person you said, like when you said Cleveland. Like if you said Cleveland, you should have said Miles Garrett, okay? Because Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm starting with the bad and then we could talk about the good though. I was just going to say MGK. From Cleveland, the rap artist who, do you know the background behind him? He did like the rap devil against Eminem.
Yeah.
And then he turned full on switch genres to like alt pop rock. And you don't do rap after you diss Eminem. Anyway, he was absolutely awful. He shot terrible in the celebrity game. And then you had Miles Garrett throwing down windmills looking amazing shape wise.
Shout out! I did like the Migos for a little bit back a couple years ago. So I'm glad Quavo's still balling out there. You know, he was kind of nasty. Jack Harlow was kind of nasty. You know, it was a good game to watch. You know, the celebrity game is always funny.
Miles Garrett is so jacked. The man.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Not as jacked as Donald though.
What's up?
Not as jacked as Donald, though.
Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. At the Rams Super Bowl celebration.
That was crazy. I'm not.
Matt Stafford.
We're getting off topic.
I was about now, to do the Matt Stafford thing. Go ahead.
All right. The dunk contest, this is the only really event that contained us because we didn't have shit in the All-Star game and we didn't have anything else.
But you got to, again, we're going in order. So there was the skills competition first, which what the hell is this new team skill competition? Bring back the one-on-one skills competition. I don't know what the hell that was.
But the team, I don't know. What did the rookies win? Like Giddy and Evan and like what's his name win?
It was the, no, wasn't it the Cleveland team? It was the Cavs that won. It was the teams.
Oh, it could have been. I have no clue.
Are you talking about the Rising Stars game? Because that was different.
No, I'm talking about the three guys. I thought it was the rookies, Cade. No, it was them versus Evan Garland Allen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was them versus the Cavs guy, or the first, you know, the first to make the half half court shot quicker, and they whatever. I like the one on ones better. That's just my opinion.
I did too.
Do both then, of them, though. How about that? Just do the team. Do a solo skills competition. Have a few players do that. And then have a championship from that. And then have a team one. Like, why not? Like, I'm fine doing both. I thought the team one was good. Just the solo one was better. And they full-on replaced the solo one with the team one. So that's why. Then you have the three-point contest. Three-point contest was good.
I liked the three-point contest.
Cat representing the big men making those threes. Oh, yeah. I thought it was good. It's not fun not seeing, though. You know, it makes me feel old not seeing the Splash Brothers, Clay and Steph. I guess Steph is too old for that. Now he's done. He's just hitting threes in the All-Star game. Also, didn't see Dame in there. There's some guys where it's just like, well, why aren't injured. They in the
three probably would have done it.
What were you saying?
You know, Dame is injured. He probably would have done it otherwise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
And then after that, yeah, the only event contest that contained the Knicks, the dunk contest, which is it was good. Right, top and one, so that helps us out. But
that was good.
Yeah, but the rest of the dunk contest was.
The dunk contest sucked, man. No one was making their attempts. People were getting tired. The only person there was Toppin.
Everybody else sucked.
Yeah, Toppin did his stuff. I mean, he was trying to. But what I think, Toby, it's kind of hard. It's hard because we haven't seen a really great dunk contest since Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon a few years ago.
And we all compare them to that dunk contest. It's like the peak dunk contest.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that and like Vince Carter when you think of dunk contests. And I think that with the dunk contest, though, it's hard because there's no like new ones. You're not going to really see new dunks.
Yeah, dunks. Yeah.
They've all happened before. It's just like, so it's hard because. But I do think there's better guys that can participate, and maybe they don't do it because they, you know, could get injured or they don't get invited. But someone, yes, like Ja Morant or just other players in the league, I think Toppin did a good job. He did what he did. He could have gotten it 2 years in a row, honestly. I think he got robbed last year. But
yeah, 100%.
I just think that it hasn't been good. We have too high expectations of it. But maybe they need to add some more props. Maybe some people really need to become creative and they need to add some more props. And because when they did do the hoverboard sensation thing with Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, I know Blake Griffin a few years ago jumped over a car, right? There's that one. So maybe they need to add in some more props. I don't know. But that's just my opinion. And you want to move to the game? I just had two notes on the game. Mm-hmm. There was Curry hit a half-court shot, turned around, ball midair, looked at Trae Young, the defender. Insane. Mm. And then
Curry was hot.
What's up?
Curry was hot.
Yeah, yeah. And then he hit another one, turned around, and then he pointed to someone in the crowd. I was like, did that go in? That went in? All right. And then ran back, which was pretty funny. So that was pretty cool. And then LeBron hit the game winner in Cleveland, by the way, made that whole weekend about him. LeBron is a player, I have to say, the greatest of all time ahead of Michael Jordan, just because it was my time period, right?
Oh,
I feel like the older people.
No, not this too. Like, oh no.
What, the greatest of all time debate?
Yeah. Why, yeah, you we're think Jordan? Leave this. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sneezed.
We'll leave this for another day.
We could leave it. You know, I could also say Jordan just because of the rings. And after seeing, I didn't really understand his true domination until I watched The Last Dance with my dad, which like really showed me Now I really know why he's your greatest of all time. I mean, the amount of success that he had and control and just overall domination. LeBron is just such like a crybaby, and he always makes it about him. He comes back into All-Star Weekend, and he's not happy about the Lakers because he's the GM. That's the whole meme, right, that he owns the team. And he's upset at the Lakers front office, so he makes like the, it's not ruled out that I'll come to the Cavs again. Like, shut up, LeBron. We know you're with the Lakers. You're obviously with the Lakers. You don't need to stir up these rumors again. It's stupid.
I think he's just going to go where Bronny goes, all honesty.
And he said that. Yeah. He said, I'll retire when I play with my son. Which, by the way, again, how stupid is this? Now you're putting all this pressure on your kid to make it to the good college, to bowl out in a year, to be able to get drafted by an NBA team that, by the way, either is your father.
If I'm an NBA team, listen to me. If I'm an NBA team, I'm drafting Bronny just for LeBron. I'm not even drafting Bronny for Bronny.
You're drafting Bronny. So you can bring in LeBron for 1 year, unless it's lucky enough to be the team that LeBron's on at the time. But you're drafting Bronny, so you can bring in LeBron for 1 year. And by the way, he says, oh yeah, it's not about the money. A team's not going to sign him to a $750,000 contract. They're going to have to pay him something. So you're playing LeBron for a throwaway deal. In his older age, he probably won't be as good. I mean, I don't know. LeBron's really good right now.
He's dominating nowadays. Maybe by the time he might still be up that level. I don't know.
I don't like LeBron's attitude. I like his play on the court. He's one of, if not the greatest player of all time. We could do this debate another day, like you were saying. But one of, if not the best players in NBA history. And he's just a crybaby. I don't like his attitude. I think Jordan was way more like in the zone, you know, and I liked his personality better. Like, it's just... And the NBA 75 anniversary, I don't know if you saw that at halftime.
Oh, yeah, we saw some Knicks players there.
Patrick Ewing, Carmelo exchanging words. Super cool to see Michael Jordan and LeBron come together. It seems like the NBA family is like so close-knit and together, except, who was it, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, they still have a little bit of beef.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett's face when Ray Allen walked past didn't seem too happy. Did not seem too happy.
I wouldn't be either, though. I don't know. Would you be happy? Like, I definitely feel betrayed, too.
You can tell he's never going to get over that. Like, unless, like, you know, they're in their old age and whatever, but, like, he's not getting over that easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not. But, hey, what can he do?
All right, so I've talked for a while about this All-Star game. Toby, you have any final thoughts? And then once you finish those, you can go to our next game, our next five-game predictions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty fun. I don't know. It was just an All-Star game. I don't think it was the best one. I mean, it was a good All-Star game, though. I have to say, I enjoyed it pretty well. But yeah, let's go to the next five, okay? And let's just say it's not looking up. So as we all know, the Knicks are not really a good team right now. Not anywhere near a good team, you could say.
But you're doing good.
Yeah, I am doing good. I'm doing 30-24. Josh is 29-25, so he's kind of worse than me. And he is Mr. Debbie Downer Josh again, once again today. So the first game, the Heat, we actually predicted last week because we only did four games between now and then. But we wanted to record because it's been a while. So this has already been recorded, and both of us had put a loss down because the Heat are good.
I mean, that didn't change in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, they're still very good.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
76ers. We're playing the 76ers twice. It's going to be one of them on Sunday, the 27th, and then one of them the following Wednesday, the 2nd. So
back-to-back games, one home, one away.
Correct. The home one, I have a loss. Toby has a win. And then the away.
I'm optimistic.
There you go. Against James Harden, by the way, because he's coming back on Friday. Friday the 25th.
I need it for my fantasy squad. Okay. And then Sixers away. We're not going to win that. Definitely not. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we take one of them, but if it has to be, it has to be the home game. And so I guess the home game, I guess. Suns, best team in the league. They're going to win the chip. Fight me on that. And they're going to beat us pretty handily, actually. I might not even watch that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a way. It is the 10 p.m. start, so I wouldn't. Oh, yeah,
probably not then.
Yeah. Then we all also have another 10 p.m. game. This one might be a little more competitive. The Knicks Clippers away.
Okay. Yeah. You go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I had a loss,
and I don't understand that at all. How the hell do you have us losing that game? Who do the Clippers have?
Doesn't matter. The Knicks suck.
Yeah. Okay. But we don't suck that bad yet. Okay. Like if we lose that game. Anyways, we're not losing that game, and it's gonna be a win. So yeah, that wraps up our next five. I've got 2 wins, 3 losses, and Josh has 5 losses.
Our old friend Marcus Morris is gonna get it done. Watch, we'll see. So with that, we're approaching 30 minutes, so I want to wrap this up as quick as possible here, and just let everyone know to, you know, thank you so much for listening to this episode. A few things you can do to help support the podcast by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. You can also go to shipitstudios.com/citythatneversleeps to find out all the places where you can listen. You can drop 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Apple Podcasts especially, you can write us a review, so we would appreciate you to do that. You can follow the Twitter at TCTNS official. TCTNS official on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Joshua29. And then again, like I like to say, we have our next 5 games predicted. If something big happens before those 5 games finish,
which it probably won't,
we'll have an episode. we'll have an episode before those 5 games end. If not, we'll be here after those 5 games conclude. So for Toby, I am Josh. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the City of the Never Sleeps podcast. We will see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
After more Knicks losses, probably. I don't know. Go Knicks. Go New York. Go New York. Go. See ya. Shooting 3-pointers, and we're running fast breaks, and if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't want to miss. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go! If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.